As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show. It is March 13th, Saturday. It's a nice, beautiful day out there. Hopefully you guys are getting your honeydews done, getting all those projects. The grass is growing. That's what I've been working on. I've still been cleaning up around the farm from the ice damage, and it just amazes me still how much damage has happened everywhere at all the trees. It blows my mind, and it seems like at my farm anyway, it's a never-ending project. I know I have a lot of family members that are doing the same thing, and with this sunny weather and a little bit warmer weather we've had this last couple days, the grass has just taken off. I mow probably, about 6 acres that I maintain kind of like a manicured yard. And so that time of the year, when the grass kicks off, it really sucks up a lot of time. And I get a lot of hours in sitting on the old lawnmower and the tractor. So that's about ready to kick in. We got baseball season here. I've been practicing with my baseball team and really excited about the team this year. I got a great group of boys and a good set of parents, and it's just fun to be back out on the field, back in the hitting cage and having them take some cuts. I always tell them, you know, perfect practice makes perfect. You can absolutely learn how to do it the wrong way, and that's just a good lesson for life, isn't it? I think we're going to have a good team this year. I'm excited. We're a JBO senior team and a good group of boys. But most importantly, it's just nice to get them back. And they've been stuck inside their house. They've been isolated in this distance learning all winter long. And it's just really starting to take its toll on these kids. I think I already told you guys last month when we had tryouts, you could see that the kids just weren't physically in the condition that they typically would be in a normal year. A lot of these kids, I hate to say it, are overweight, and they just don't have the cardio that they need to have. They get winded easy, and they're just not the athletes that they could be, the athletes that they should be, the athletes that they normally would be if they were allowed to resume their normal life. And we haven't talked enough about that, I don't think, and it definitely doesn't seem to be something that's on the radar of the Fuhrer Brown in Salem. It doesn't seem like she really cares about all the other impacts that keeping these kids locked up is causing and how it's really affecting them both mentally and physically, and what are the dangers that are going to result from that. We know that there's a lot of mental illness that's on the rise. We know that there's suicides, unfortunately, that's on the rise. We know that there's major depression issues with these young kids. And now, you know, I have firsthand experience of working with these kids on the physical side. They are just, they're not in shape like they normally would be. I'm not saying that they should be out there exercising every day, but when you think about them just being stripped out of their routine and not getting up and having a schedule to follow, not eating their breakfasts and their lunches at the same time, and just that normal, natural movement and activity that they would have, going to and from classes, playing on recess, horse playing with their friends in the hallway, you know, the things that get them in trouble, but it's stuff that kids need to be doing with each other, the socializing and just having fun, messing around, screwing around. Think of all the calories that they would burn in the day just in their normal routine without them even realizing that they were actually doing something good for their bodies and doing something that's healthy. They don't think about that. They're just having fun with their friends. Well, this last year and going on almost exactly a year now, they've not been able to do any of that. And trust me, if you coach ball or if you coach any sport, you see it. And I see it firsthand. So it's really good to finally get them back out playing. And one of the things I noticed is they're so happy to see each other. You know, I actually schedule my practices for a little bit longer time than I normally would because, you know, it takes me about 15, 20 minutes to get them wound down a little bit and, you know, just stop being so chatty with each other so they can focus on the drills and focus on listening to coach and things like that. And I get that. If I was them, I would be in the same boat. And in fact, even as an adult, we've been isolated and we've been separated. And when I get to spend time with my peers and my friends and my family, it's awesome to be able to visit each other and enjoy fellowship with each other and catch up on the things that we've been missing out on. And I think it's really time for us here in Oregon and across the country to just say enough is enough. You know, we've gone from the 15-day wearing the masks to flatten the curve to a year now of doing this. We've gone to a year of businesses being shut down and hurting financially, barely making it. A lot of them didn't make it. They couldn't weather the storm. They're no longer in business. And we've gone to our kids being yanked out of schools and all the effects that that's having. Hands down, this last year in the public school system, and the bar's not very high because we're talking about the public school system. So we know education could always improve. When government gets involved in anything, it's half-assed, right? But the bar's not very high, but this has hands down been the worst education in generations that the kids have got, in generations. And it blows my mind. And I'm starting to believe whether it was initially planned this way or it just developed into this over time with this COVID and them realizing that they could get away with doing things a different way, an easier way, I'm starting to think that they possibly don't have a plan for kids to ever return to school 100% like they did before. I don't think we're ever going to go back all the way. I think they're going to forever try to incorporate this hybrid style learning where you have smaller groups of kids and they're occupying the facilities at different times, shorter time periods, less days a week, and they're combining that with the distance learning online. And I'm, you know, just reading between the lines here, and some of it's just a gut instinct. I really think that the long-term plan is that they want to continue pushing this hybrid style learning. And there's a lot of reasons why for the government, for the administration, for the teachers, for the school district, there's a lot of reasons why they might think that this is better and the way to go. But as a parent that has, I have a senior this year and I have a seventh grader this year, I can tell you that this hybrid learning is crushing our kids and the education is terrible. And we got a lot of teachers that just don't care. There's a handful of good teachers out there. There's a lot of teachers that want to come back. They miss the kids and they don't like this. But unfortunately, there's a minority of teachers that cause a lot of problems and they have a strong union backing. They have a lot of support from the union. And what it seems like is the districts are just terrified of the unions and terrified of the Fuhrer and her dictatorship, and they're just going to cower and do anything that she says. And nobody's really pushing back. Every now and then you'll hear somebody trying to talk a little bit tough, but nothing ever changes, right? Nobody ever really pushes back against the Fuhrer and her ridiculous mandates and these crazy matrix that, you know, they say trust the science, but the matrix that they put out in regards to COVID and getting our counties open back up, none of it makes any sense at all. Case in point, if you have a student that's in sports, you know that they've been not able to play all year long. OSAA has been trying to figure out schedules to get them back. And finally, just this last couple weeks, they were able to start practicing. And basically, they've got this short sports season that they're trying to cram football, soccer, basketball, volleyball, and softball and baseball all in this shortened window of time. So they're cramming up all the seasons. It's a short schedule. And it's really sad. You know, for me as a parent, I'm heartbroken because my daughter's a senior this year. She has worked her whole entire life to be able to be successful in sports and maybe have an opportunity to play sports in college somewhere. And, you know, she got to her junior year in softball and, you know, right before the season was going to start, that's when they canceled school. And, you know, she missed out on her entire junior year. And now she's a senior. She missed out on fall volleyball the way they normally would have it, being a starter on the varsity team. She plays the libero position, which is a coveted position she does very well at. And now she's doing volleyball in this shortened hybrid type season. And it's her last season of being able to play volleyball at the high school. And as a parent, her mom and I, we want to be there. We want to witness that. We want to cheer her on. We want to support her. We want to support the team. And we can't go as spectators. It blows my mind that they couldn't even say, hey, the home team is allowed to have their parents come and spectate. There's no reason why we can't social distance enough and wear masks inside a gym and be spaced out enough to watch and cheer on our kids. At the very least, they could say, hey, parents of seniors, why don't you guys come in and cheer on your seniors since we know this is your last opportunity to see them play this sport that they've worked so hard at and that they love so much. But no, the answer is no. We've got to watch it on YouTube or the other day I had to watch her volleyball games on Instagram and it was sideways on my TV. I have to stand an inch away from the TV to figure out who's who and what's what. It's absolutely ridiculous. Yet you can go into Costco and Walmart and stand on top of each other and there doesn't seem to be any issues. Schools are not unsafe. That's not where COVID gets spread, my friends. And playing these sports, we can do it in a controlled fashion, and there's no reason why we can't do it to resemble some normalcy and allow spectators to cheer them on. The other thing, by not having spectators there, it completely changes the dynamics. The kids feed off that. They want their peers, their friends, their family to be there cheering them on. They want to hear the cheers from the stands. They want to know that people are there loving them, supporting them, proud of them. And they're not getting any of that. They're looking up in these stands and there's nothing. There's nobody. It's completely asinine. Yet you can go on an airplane. You can sit on top of each other in an airplane, all breathing the same air. And that seems to be okay. But you can't go and watch your children play sports. I'm talking about volleyball, but you know what? You know what's even more crazy? The outdoor sports, football, it's the same way. It's unbelievable. You can't stand at a football field outside and watch your son play football because you might expose somebody to COVID. It is absolutely ridiculous. There is no science that backs up these matrix. You know, she's allowed gyms to open up now. If you look at the size of the gyms, and the capacity that's allowed in a 10 by 10 area inside a gym, it far exceeds anything that you would be able to do for spectators watching sports inside a gym, watching a volleyball game or a basketball game, or being outside in the open air where the risk is minimal and watching a football game. But again, gyms are allowed to do that. They're allowed to open up, which I'm glad they're allowed to open up. I don't think they ever should have been shut down in the first place. In fact, I don't think any business should have ever been shut down. But I'm just saying, they always go back to trust the science, follow the science. Well, what is the science that says that if you're in a 10 by 10 square in a gym and there can be six people in that square working out together and they're not going to get COVID, but you can't have 20 people standing on both sides of a football field watching their kids play football outside? Or you can't have 20 people in a gymnasium watching their daughters play volleyball on inside? So does the 6 feet not work? You know, they say 6 feet. We could do social distancing. We could wear masks. We could be 6 feet. There is no science for the crap that they're doing to us. You know what it's about? It's about control. Don't turn that dial. Stay right here. We'll be right back on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on this fine, sunny, we'll take it, right? Sunny Saturday afternoon. Hopefully you are catching up on your chores, and I know my grass is growing. That's what I opened up the show with. I'm going to be really busy this time of the year between coaching ball and mowing lawns and getting hay season ready. It's just a busy time of the year for me, but spring is hands down my favorite. I hope we have an early spring, and I hope it's just beautiful weather, and I hope we have an awesome summer. But one thing to keep in mind, fire season's right around the corner, and we still have the same type of management. We still have Fuhrer Brown at the helm, and what have they done between last year and this year? What kind of changes have they made? Well, I guess there is a big change. There's a lot less left to burn because of their failures over the last decade. There's a lot less left to burn because of the poor management that our government did with our forest. There's a lot less left to burn because when the fire started, our government failed us and they didn't do what they needed to do soon enough to put these fires out. And because of that, we lost millions and millions and millions of dollars in resources. We lost so much habitat. And sadly, we lost some amazing communities. Some of these communities might not ever come back. They might not ever rebound. We're praying for them and we're keeping our fingers crossed and we're rooting. But some of these communities, once they were gone, quite honestly, there might not be a reason for them to rebuild where they are. And they might not recover from these fires. And that was 100% because of decisions that our administration made, decisions that the Fuhrer and the lack of management that they decided to do, and then their delayed response, delayed reaction, not sending the resources they needed to send. All of this could have been prevented. So, yes, we have fire season right around the corner. We still have the same leadership. Not a lot has changed in how they're going to manage this stuff, unfortunately. But like I said, there's less out there to burn because so much of it burned this last year. So I know this time of the year, especially with the storm cleanup and whatnot, I've already had a few brush piles. And I just want to caution you guys, be careful out there. So when you're out there burning, you know, in early spring, I hope to gosh, you guys don't burn in the summer months when it's dry and nasty. Right now is a good time to burn. Everything's still wet enough, but make sure you call your county, make sure you call your local fire line and find out if it's a burn day or not. Follow the guidelines and then just please burn responsible and don't be burning into the summer. We can't afford to have another nasty fire year. So keep that in mind when you're out there cleaning up your place and you're starting your brush piles. The other thing is, if you live inside the city somewhere, a lot of cities now have new ordinances and newer laws just in the last year or so that have just outright banned any backyard burns altogether. So you can still get away with agricultural burns out in the country, but a lot of cities, if you're in city limits, you're not allowed to do any type of burning whatsoever. So figure out where you live and what you're allowed to do. You might be able to have a little barbecue pit for some roasting some marshmallows or something like that, but that might be the extent of what you can do. So make sure that you do your homework and then just be safe out there. Use some common sense, okay? Because things can get out of control really quick and we just can't afford to have another year like we had in 2019, 2020. I mean, it's been a bad couple years for fire season and we just can't afford it anymore. So, okay. So what's next? You know, we talked about sports. We talked about how Kate Brown's science, the Fuhrer's science, doesn't seem to really work. It doesn't seem to follow science. We talked about how the schools and the education are failing our kids right now. And there doesn't seem to be an advocate for the kids. Nobody's really talking about the things that they're going through, the mental stuff, the lack of education. I've harped on it here on the radio, but that's not enough. It's not going to be enough until thousands and thousands of us start harping on it and calling our legislators and calling the governor's office and showing up down there and demanding that they do better for our kids. I was telling you that my suspicion is a lot of people in government like this hybrid type learning, and they might use COVID as an excuse to never allow our kids go back to normal, never allow them to occupy the schools 100%. Now, there's a lot of issues that make me upset about that. Number one, we know it's not great for the school. Now, I knock public education all the time. It's not the best education your kids can get. But the reality is most people cannot afford private schools. It's not the best education your kids can get, but it might be the only education that you can afford to give them. And they need something. We need to push for education reform. We need to push to hold our teachers accountable. We need to make sure that they're not being brainwashed and filled with all this liberal ideology. Okay, number one, if you're a teacher and a student has any idea about what your political ideology is, you have failed him already, him or her. Okay. Oh, crap. I just used a pronoun. Am I allowed to use that? You have failed them. Thems. Okay. You can't say he. You can't say she. That's taboo in the world we live in today. Don't forget that. You don't want to cross the left because they're violent. They're vengeful. They're nasty. And they have no moral boundaries, my friends. They'll come after you and destroy you. If God forbid you cross them and you start using pronouns and the he's and the she's, if you start, we won't, that's a whole nother topic, isn't it? Hey, stick with us. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started here on Patriot Uprising Radio. Remember, you can like my Facebook page and you can share it with your friends. And I always have the podcast up on that page too. So, don't turn that dial. When I come back, we're going to talk more about Facebook and some things that are happening on my account. We'll talk to you soon.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris, your fearless leader, and it's good to be here with you guys on Saturday. We were just starting to talk about Facebook a little bit, and I was going to tell you something that's been going on with my account. I try to keep my Patriot Uprising account up to date, and I try to make sure that I put all my podcasts on there and then any articles, anything, references for you of stuff that I might have talked about or things that are happening in our state and our federal government that I think is important for you guys to read up about. Every now and then I'll put some satire, some funny stuff in there because I think humor and laughter can cure a lot of ailments and we all need to smile every now and then. We live in a bleak situation right at the moment, you know. And there's a lot of negativity going around, and we all feel it. I'd be lying to you if I said I didn't feel it. But we have to laugh. We have to enjoy people. We have to love each other. And you know what? We've got to laugh. That'll make you feel a lot better. So I try to put some funny stuff on there every now and then as well. When I started my Patriot Uprising Facebook page, I had it linked to my personal account. And I try to keep my personal life and my radio life a little bit separate on the types of things I post. You don't see me posting personal family stuff on the radio page and whatnot. Every now and then I'll share stuff from the Patriot Uprising page to my personal page. But because those accounts are linked together, when I do something wrong that messes up the truth that the Facebook gods would love us to believe, when I share something that Facebook does not approve of or the left doesn't approve of and they decide to suspend my account, which I won't lie to you, has happened multiple times. Unfortunately, it not only suspends my personal account, but it also suspends my Patriot Uprising account. So Heads up, right now, I'm suspended from Facebook for 30 days. So the censorship is getting way too ridiculous. It's happening to each and every one of us. You guys are being censored without even realizing it. If you share something on Facebook that they don't like, you think you've shared it. Facebook won't tell you anything about it, but they just will keep people from being able to see it. You won't realize it, though. You might, every now and then, you might share something. You might be somebody that typically when you share something, you get a lot of response. You get a lot of conversation, a lot of likes. And then every now and then you'll share something and you know it's going to be a home run and you're just waiting to hear what your friends and your family have to say about it. And there's just nothing. And you're wondering, wow, how was I so off base on that? You know, how come I, you know, saw something that other people don't appear to see? Well, it's not necessarily that your friends and family aren't agreeing with you or think it's the same, you know, type of, you know, article that you thought it was. It's because for whatever reason, Facebook deemed it as something that they didn't want you sharing. And so they blocked people from being able to see it. If they don't see it, they're not going to like it. They're not going to comment on it. And that happens a lot. And then every now and then you get what happens to me, seems like every other month or so, where you share something that is so offensive or you say something that is so offensive to somebody else. Because we're not allowed to talk about the truth and we can't present actual facts, that Facebook decides you are a threat, you are a danger, and they kick you off. So they have banned me for 30 days. And why did they ban me? Well, they said I'm a multiple offender, right? I've shared things several times in the last year that go against their community standards. So what I shared, you guys, was an article that I read in a site called Lad Bible. It's a Christian article and or a Christian site, and they were talking about this new TV show that's in Europe, actually, and it's unbelievable. It's called Simply Naked, and basically you have a group of adults standing in a room or standing on stage, and they're completely naked from head to toe, and you got a mixed variety. It's, you know, you got some black people, you got some white people, you got some Asian people, you got some tall people, short people, fat people, skinny people, and they have these kids, you know, and anywhere from the kindergarten age up to the age of 13, it looked like, that could go up and talk to these people about their bodies and ask them questions about their bodies and ask to see certain features of their bodies, touch their bodies. And it's just, it's mind-boggling that this would be allowed. Now, they're saying, the creators of the show, is we should celebrate the human body. The human body is a beautiful thing. And it doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what shape you are. It doesn't matter what size you are, how much you weigh. We're all the same on the inside, and we need to stop stereotyping bodies, and we need to stop being afraid to touch bodies, to hug each other, to look at bodies, you know, and it blows my mind. So they're indoctrinating these little kids and trying to make it feel to them like this is completely normal. Now, it's not normal. From my stance, from my viewpoint, from my religious beliefs, my morals, it is not okay to be showing little kids adult human naked bodies. Not like that. If parents want to have a discussion with their children about this stuff, parents should decide when it's age appropriate, and they can, in their own way, talk about these things. They can teach their kids these things. But to have naked strangers up on stage and have these young kids be able to touch them and talk to them about their bodies, in my opinion, there's nothing they need to learn about the body that makes that okay and important. It's just normalizing something that in my opinion, is immoral, and going to expose our kids to things that they should never have been exposed to at these young ages. And possibly lead them to be taken advantage of in the future and preyed on by these sick predators that are out there, these pedophiles, these perverts. And what's worse, though, is so this is a TV show, but people are trying to put it into a curriculum, and they're going to start trying to push stuff like this or similar content like this in education. And it, you know, we think it sounds crazy, but they're just crazy enough to do it. And in no way is it okay in my world. It's sick and it's wrong. And this is something that every one of us, as a parent, we should be pissed off about. So I wrote a little article about this, and I shared this so people were aware of what was happening and that this could be coming to a city near you one day down the road. You know, people need to be aware about this sick perversion that's out there. And then I commented on the original article. Well, I had no idea. I kid you not, friends. I felt like I was the lone wolf. And I was surrounded and attacked in the comment section by hundreds and hundreds of these people that I could only call them pedophiles. I mean, people that were defending this, people that were saying it's perfectly okay to be naked in front of children, to let children touch you, that we need to stop being so prude. And they were going on, and they were attacking me for saying, no, this is wrong. This is sick. If you do something like this, if you're okay with this, you're a pervert. Okay? And I had one guy, he told me, he said, you know what? He was obviously from Europe. He said, that's exactly what's wrong with the United States. You guys are so sick. The United States is okay with putting a gun in the hands of a five-year-old and teaching that five-year-old how to hunt. But they're not okay with letting a five-year-old touch a naked body and learn about the human body and adults. You guys are the ones that are sick. And I said, excuse me, 5 years old? 5 years old? No, that's a little bit late to be giving kids the opportunity to hold a gun and teaching them about firearm safety. That's a little bit late in my family. I explained to them that I own a gun store and I teach hunter safety and I teach gun safety classes and I teach concealed carry classes and I teach kids of all ages and adults of all ages how to shoot and how to defend themselves. And then I explained to them that maybe because of the perversion that's going on, maybe because of that kind of curriculum that they're trying to shove down our throats, maybe we should focus more on teaching kids how to defend themselves with firearms, because firearms will work against perverts also. Can you believe it? They thought that was offensive, and they thought that I was threatening them in some way, and they blew it out of proportion and apparently reported me to Facebook, and Facebook wrote me a nasty letter. And guess what? The perverts that are posting naked pictures of themselves and saying that they want kids to be able to touch them and kids to learn about their body and think that their bodies are beautiful, and kids shouldn't be afraid to look at naked people, and five-year-old kids shouldn't be afraid to touch naked grown men. The perverts are allowed to be on Facebook and push this crap down our throats, and society says it's okay, and Facebook says it's okay, and the government says it's okay. But when I say it's wrong, when I say it's immoral, when I say that people that do that are a bunch of perverts and pedophiles, and I have no place for them, I have no respect for them, I'm the bad guy, and I'm the guy that gets kicked off Facebook. It's absolutely ridiculous, but it goes back to what we have learned our entire life, what we have read about in Scripture. And what Scripture say? What's right will become wrong, and what's wrong will become right. And we are witnessing that today, my friends, in the world. It is here. It is knocking on our front door. Evil is here, my friends. We are in a spiritual war, and now is the time to fight. Stick with us. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be here today with you on this fine Saturday afternoon. Like every Saturday, the time flies. It goes by way too fast, and we never get to talk about the things that are on the list. Not all the things that are on the list. And you know me, sometimes I just get off on these side tangents, and that's just the way it goes. I was just talking to you about a reason why I got suspended from Facebook. And I know some of you guys have been in my same boat. You've shared something that the Facebook gods did not like, and you found yourself in the hot seat. It happens to me. It seems to happen to me more frequently now than ever before. And I told you before that I don't care for Facebook a whole lot other than it's the best tool we have at the moment to be able to communicate. Even though they censor us so hard, it's still kind of the only thing that's there, right? And so until something comes up that replaces it, we still got to use it. And that's kind of where I'm at. I really wish Parler would get going up and strong again, but with the way things are right now, I don't know if anybody has the money or the power to be able to compete and turn something into what Facebook has been the last couple of years. I hate to admit that. I have to use them to communicate with you guys and to stay up on what's going on, current events, things like that. And so that's why we're there. They suspended me because I was calling out perverts. I was calling out pedophiles, people that were trying to brainwash our kids and normalize the naked body to these young children. And I get that, you know, children should not judge. They should not look at a body and say, oh, that person's too fat or that person's black. You know, we need to teach them the right ways. But to have stripped down naked adults standing in front of kids and let kids look at that at these young ages, it's just perverse. And it's just going to lead to bigger issues. And because I called out some of these people, I got booted from Facebook. And it's just the hypocrisy is ironic. But like I told you, we've been taught in scripture that this kind of thing would happen. And, you know, scripture, it tells us, what sorrow for those who say that evil is good and good is evil, that dark is light and light is dark, that bitter is sweet and sweet is bitter. What sorrow for those who are wise in their own eyes and think themselves so clever. What sorrow for those who are heroes at drinking wine and boast about all the alcohol they can hold. They take bribes to let the wicked go free, and they punish the innocent. Therefore, just as fire licks up stubble and dry grass shrivels in the flame, so their roots will rot and their flowers wither, for they have rejected the law of the Lord of the heavens and the armies. They have despised the word of the Holy One of Israel. That's in Isaiah 5:20 through 24. And then it goes on to say, you should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times. People will be cruel and hate what is good. They will act religious, but they will reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. I just wanted to share that scripture with you guys. I know you guys are probably familiar with it, but it really rings true to what's happening today. And, you know, we've learned over and over again as believers, we know that we don't know the moment, the day or the hour. But I know if you are a believer, you've got to feel like I do that things are shifting. We're definitely heading down a direction, and the signs are becoming more obvious by the day. The things that we read about in the end times and Revelations, all the warnings throughout scripture that it talked about, the signs to watch for, we're seeing those signs. We're seeing it happening in front of us day in and day out anymore. And it seems like the events are getting bigger and it's expediting, and it just really feels like what we've been reading about for so many decades, for so many generations, what we've been studying about in the Bible, it feels like we're living in that moment right now. Now, again, it tells us no man knows the day, the time, the hour. But we should know that things are happening right now that are setting the stage. It could be tomorrow. It might be 100 years from now. But things are playing out exactly how it's written. And why I'm talking about this today is because so many times people accept that. It's how it's written. Yep, I'm a devout Christian. I'm a believer. I've studied the Bible. And it's exactly playing out how it says. And okay, I'm ready, God. But that's not an excuse, or it should not be an excuse to just accept what's going on and to give up, to throw in the towel. And this is what frustrates me. This is what frustrates me with churches, with a lot of our church leaders, our pastors, our priest, the Pope, whatever religion you might be, whatever denomination you are. It doesn't say, I've not found where it says it's written this way in the Bible. We know it's going to happen. We know we can't stop it. So let's just enjoy the ride and watch it happen and not even try to help people, not even try to change things, not even try to prolong what we have here on this earth a little bit longer. And when we don't try, when we accept what's going on because that's what the Bible says, and when we stop calling out these sick behaviors that are immoral, that are absolutely against God and his teachings, when we just accept this is the way it is and we stop fighting against that kind of stuff, aren't we just as guilty as they are? I think so. I don't think we're meant to sit on the sidelines. I think God wants us to fight to the bitter end. And if we fight, we're going to have the ability to reach more lost souls. We're going to have the ability to teach more people about Christ and about Jesus and what he did to save us and what we have to do for salvation. And if we do that, we're going to be building his army. And that's what we're instructed to do. Hell no, we're not supposed to just throw the towel in. Hell no, we're not supposed to sit on the sidelines and do nothing. Hell no, we're not supposed to say, yeah, transgenders, no problem. Let them use whatever bathroom they want to use. Pedophiles? Oh yeah. Who are we to judge who people love? You want to do something with a donkey? Who am I to stop you? It's time for us to stop this sickness that's happening across the world right now, and it's creeping into this country now. It's worse here in the United States than it's ever been before. This liberal ideology that's poisoning minds and putting this perversion out there like it's normal. And if we speak up against it, we're made to look like the bad ones. Well, the Bible says, Scripture says, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy for us. We're going to be persecuted and we're going to be attacked and life is going to get ugly. But it never says stop fighting for what is right. It never says stop fighting for what's right. And right now, my friends, that's what we have to do. We have to stand up because we don't know if God's coming tomorrow or if God's coming 100 years from now. But imagine the world we are leaving for our children and our children's children if we don't stop this perversion now. Imagine what it will be like for them. Imagine the ugliness that they will see and that they will go through. It is our responsibility. It is our duty. It is the right thing to do to fight against this ludicrous behavior and this ideology that is poisoning this country. God bless you guys. Don't forget to fight. Stick with me, my friends. We're in this to the end. And we will catch you next week on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.